couple of moves yesterday, you see, and Anthony coming back up. Just your thoughts on that and what went into that?
Well, we've moved the goalies a couple times. We just want to keep them playing. UC's played real well down there, and so we make that exchange. Chance for Maz to get down and play some games as well. You know, Tony went down just for two games. Just we wanted him to play some games. He was really good for us before the injury. He's all in your off for a while, and you're a young player. It's good to get down and get your game, get your confidence, play 20 minutes. He had an excellent showing in both games, and time for him to come back, so it's good.
You talked about how well this team has played at home this season. 12 goals allowed in 9 games. What have you seen from this team from the defensive side that's allowed for such stinginess?
Well, our goaltending's been really good, you know, kind of like the penalty kill. When your goaltending is excellent, you can keep your goals against down. But I do think that we've done a good job of trying to stay underneath everything in the defensive zone and battle things out the right way. But it starts with Pecs. I think he's been terrific. I think our guys have done a real good job in front of him.
Guys' rooms open as well.
PK and Allen, the transition.
Great. Yeah, great. He's been great in the room, great on the ice.
When you have a weapon like that, what does it mean for the power play?
Well, I feel like we got a lot of good players back there on the back end. You know, Roman Yossi's excellent guy back there. Ryan Ellis has a bomb. PK's done a nice job. Our power play, has been just good compared to the start. We're real hot off the start, but I think we've done a good job. PK's come in and he's added. He's got a good shot. He can make plays, so he's just part of two units.
You saw a lot of it in the East. Did you learn about him, being around him on that everyday basis?
Just you get to know somebody on a daily basis. You get to see him, away from the game. He's got a terrific personality, positive guy, great in the room with his teammates, great coachable kid. Those things you don't know from watching from the other side of the bench, but his game's been great, but everything outside of the game has been excellent too.
Schedule presents you a home and home against the Central Division opponent. Obviously, the schedule is out of your hands, but when you have this opportunity, especially against the team in the division, what do these two games mean for this team?
Well, the same as they mean for Winnipeg. You know, it's their division games. We know it's going to be tough. Anytime you play inside the Central Division, you know the games are going to be heavy games. They're going to be tough to play in, and you got to be ready to play. And points are important. You look where the standings are stacking up right now. Everybody's already fighting for points and jockeying for a position, so we expect it to be good games.